We're out to the west of central Halifax on a site which was designated as a cemetery in the 1830s, then excavated and made into a cemetery with vaults underneath at the top and grass and earth underneath at the bottom end. A group of local gentlemen helped come together when the chapel yards and churchyards in the centre of Halifax were becoming full and they needed new space, and they were prepared to invest in an area and a new cemetery where people could be buried and would pay for the privilege.
Well, it's the Lister Lane Cemetery, and there's a number of imposing gravestones and the like. What kind of people from Halifax would have been buried here?
A huge variety. The total number, according to the burial records, is over 19,000. There are over 4,600 graves listed. We know from the original records the names of everyone who is buried here, and they range from people like the Crossley family of Dean Clough, very wealthy carpet manufacturers, down to many people who are buried in unmarked graves, simply in masses.
Well, let's walk over to this information point here, and it actually says the Crossley family and Dean Clough Mills, and there's actually a map of Lister Lane Cemetery. You are here, that's good. We know where we are. It's a very, very large area. And when we actually came up here, we actually passed some notable houses and buildings as well. Just tell us about those.
Yes, well, as we came up Lister Lane from the bottom end, we passed the end of the Sir Francis Crossley almshouses presented by Francis Crossley, the youngest of the brothers, for the benefit of the poor, so that they could live in reasonably decent surroundings. And just above that is the back of Bellevue, the mansion which Sir Francis had converted in almost in the style of a French chateau in the 1850s.
And Francis Crossley is buried here?
He is indeed.
So we've got John, Joseph and Francis Crossley. We've also got some other names here that I can ask you about. George Collier, who's he?
George Collier was the man who helped the Crossleys mechanise the manufacture of carpets. He was a man who came originally from Ashton-under-Lyne via Barnsley, where he had helped mechanise the linen industry. And he was invited to Halifax by Francis Crossley in an attempt to get him to mechanise, that is, make sure that the whole industry could be driven by steam rather than made by hand, the carpets made by hand. So fortunately, after several false starts, Collier managed to get the system running, and thereafter the Crossleys made a mint of money.